It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Nuggets back to work the last couple of days after a mental health day following their series win over the Lakers. Game ready for game one against the Timberwolves tomorrow, 5 o'clock at Ball Arena. Michael Malone, happy with the way his team has been prepping.
Getting back in the gym and working. You know, we had a couple of days to get our minds right, our bodies right. Yesterday was a mental day, turning the page, talking about Minnesota and all the problems that they present. And today was a chance to get on the court, get up and down a little bit, go through some of their plays, go through some of their personnel, get our game plan in, and both offensively and defensively cover what we needed to.
Give me one part of the Lakers series that you feel they must improve upon if they're to win this series.
Well, I mean, shooting. Like, you got to start knocking down some shots. And I don't know what that was, the fact that just overall team shooting, you know, you take away Nikola Jokic and you take away Michael Porter Jr., nobody else shot the ball well during that series. So you got to be able to shoot. And if you're not, to me, one of the other things, if your shot's not going down, take it to the rim. Right? I mean, take it to the rim and see if you can get, you know, the old-fashioned and one. See if you can get the line. But I think that's something that they've got to be, you know, they've got to be much better at.
Malone was saying yesterday that the Lakers were constantly doubling Nikola Jokic. They were blitzing Jamal Murray when he had the ball. The idea being, hey, we're gonna make somebody else, you know,
beat us.
And
right.
We'll give you wide open shots.
Yes.
We'll do it. That will pick our poison. And Malone's message was, hey, if they want to keep doing that, I'm confident our guys will knock down the shots.
Do you have his fingers crossed?
Pretty please.
Tell you what,
pretty please hit some shots.
And I'll give KCP this, man. He knocked one down in the fourth in that, you know, in the last game of the series. But boy, what did he start? He started 0 for 6. One for seven. I mean, he was awful.
It'll be curious to see if Minnesota, obviously having looked at the game film that the Lakers did, will they employ that same kind of strategy? Typically, you know, they got Rudy Gobert, one of the top defensive players in the league. Mm-hmm. Normally Gobert just goes one-on-one against Jokic. Will they continue to do that, or will they maybe follow a bit of a blueprint? We shall see. Game one coming up tomorrow. Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche continue to relax, rest, recover. Remember, rest is a weapon this time of year.
Uh-huh.
But we did see Gabe Landeskog out on the ice yesterday. And by all reports, Gabe continues to do more skating-wise than he did the time before. But even the folks who have been most optimistic about the idea that he'd be able to come back this year, they seem to be tabling that, and it's just more of a, hey, this is a real positive sign that makes you think he can have a really good summer of rehab and be really ready to go by training camp.
Well, let's hope.
Like, when you just watched round one of the Winnipeg series, right?
Right.
And the speed and the intensity.
You just can't drop him in there
like that, right?
Yeah, parachute him from the rafters in, you know, or on one of those, you know, rappel him down with his skates on. You know how they do that sometimes at the stadiums? You ever see a guy get stuck in the middle of that? I did that. I was doing an Atlanta game, and the little bird got stuck halfway down. They're scrambling to get him off there.
Just rappel
onto the ice.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Can't do that.
Not going to work.
So, Avs wait to see tonight. You got Vegas hosting Dallas. And Vegas now suddenly backs against the wall. They were once up 2-0 in this series. Mm-hmm. Now down 3-2. They'll be playing the Stars tonight. And I would not be surprised if Dallas won tonight. It wouldn't be a shocker if the Avalanche turned right around and played on Sunday.
Really?
I don't think it'd be a I don't think it'd be a shocker if it turned around. At the most, it'd be Monday.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think they'd wait too long. Next on the Morning Brew, Rockies get swept by the equally inept Miami Marlins. And after the game, they held a closed-door team meeting before getting on a flight to Pittsburgh. If you want to talk about the contrast between the Rockies and the Dodgers, Rockies holding closed-door meetings after they get swept by the Marlins. The Dodgers, meanwhile, getting ready for their Blue Diamond Gala last night with a private concert with Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Yes.
So the haves and the have-nots. When it comes to the four Rockies and the highfalutin Dodgers.
Did we find that sound from that team meeting?
We'll get to some of that coming up in the next. Do we have that for the next segment?
Okay. Yeah, Johnny, we have some leaked sound from
We found some sound from the meeting?
Yeah.
From the players meeting?
Wow.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that coming up next.
Yeah. Wow. This is breaking news.
I love this. Next on the Morning Brew, NBA NHL playoffs last night. So your guy, Joel Embiid?
Yeah, how'd that stud do?
Eliminated.
Oh, wow, that is a surprise.
Eliminated, scored 2 points in the fourth quarter, and fouled out as the Knicks beat the Sixers and won the series in six games. Check this out. Among the 36 NBA MVPs, 36 players have won the NBA MVP.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid is the only one to never reach a conference final in his career. 36 MVPs, Joel Embiid, the only one never to reach a conference final.
The 76ers are the Dallas Cowboys, and Embiid is Dak Prescott. Dude, what is, like, seriously. All the hype. I mean, does anybody get hyped more than Joel Embiid and the 76ers? Maybe the Lakers. Talk about a box of kittens, soft as a box of kittens.
Well, with the Lakers gone, with the Sixers gone, with Giannis and Dame gone, boy, they're just going to be doubling down on the Celtics and Knicks, aren't they? The Knicks especially.
Oh, the Knicks.
Oh, they're going to be. Get ready for an avalanche of Knicks.
Knicks Center with Stephen A. Smith. You know that's coming.
Oh, okay. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning.
That's ignorant.
And that's 6:30.